said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
Şimdi. The pranic journey is a journey of freedom, and they describe three types of freedom. The first is freedom from somebody's slave, and he wants to become free from his master. The another is freedom to do something. The child loves music and the parents are against music, so he wants to practice music. Freedom to do something. And what is the third type of freedom? which is the real freedom. Freedom is not about from something, from somebody. Because if you get fret from one thing, other thing will come and make you your slave. You still are a slave. Or if that thing again comes back to you, you are unhappy. A man was sitting sad and his friend asked him, "Why are you sad?" He said, "My wife fought with me and said that she will not talk with me for 30 days now." So friend says, "Now then you should be happy." The man said, "How can I be happy? Today is the 30th day." So freedom from is not the long-lasting freedom. Freedom to, then you get a license to do anything. But then, in this freedom to do something, can make you enter into the life of anarchy, a complete disorder. Can throw the balance out. So freedom is not about getting freedom from something or somebody. Freedom is not about freedom to do something. Freedom, the real freedom, is just to be what you are. The real freedom is self-celebration. The real freedom is meditation. And meditation is enjoying oneself. And meditation is celebrating loneliness, aloneness. So our journey of this 36 days is the journey of freedom. It is not the journey of eating this or eating that, not eating this and not eating that. It is not the journey of doing this or doing that. It is the journey that will usher you into a realm of freedom, liberty, and eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Watchfulness, moment to moment watchfulness. Every moment alert, every moment watchful. That is the price for freedom. Freedom is very costly. It is not a cheap commodity that you get freedom to do something. Or freedom from somebody. Freedom is to enjoy your own company. A man is staying alone in a seaside restaurant. And every day, he takes 2 cocktail drinks into his room. The neighbor asks, "You stay alone?" He says, "Yes." "And you take 2 cocktails every day?" He says, "Yes." "Why so?" The man says, "When I drink, I become entirely another person. And I must serve the other person too. So you enjoy yourself. Freedom is celebration. So our journey is the journey of celebration. Yesterday we saw gathering energy, circulating energy, aligning energy, directing energy, transforming energy, discovering energy, redirecting it, transforming it, transmitting it, unifying it, protecting it, purifying the energy. So every day, whole day, we are playing with energy. We are energy beings. We are energetic beings. We are the beings of light. I am a lighthouse and you are a lighthouse too. We are angels. And angels are beings of light. They speak the language of light. They talk in the terms of light, frequency and vibrations. We see light. We move in light. They dance in light. They sing in light. They are the entities of light. So you have to introduce light into your system. The light is prana. The light is chi. The light is ki. The light is nima. The light is organ. The light is prana shakti. So we learn to play with light. We learn to play with prana. We learn to play with universal life energy. You become energy player. You become energy dancer. You become energy singer. You become energy healer. You become a divine healer. Today we will see the methods to absorb this life energy into the system. There are hundreds of methods. Today we will see 14. First, barefoot walk. Prana are divided into three. Solar prana, which comes from sun, air prana, and ground prana, ground vitality globule. So when you walk barefoot, you absorb prana from the surface of earth, and complete earth is a big magnetic field, and your body is also a magnetic field. So you absorb energy. Not just that. Some people also believe that you absorb probiotics through microorganisms. So you don't have to resort to drugs. You absorb energy, you absorb life, you absorb chi. So when you walk barefoot, naturally you are not going to do that in a closed room. You'll have to go out in the nature. And when you are in the nature, the cool breeze is touching your body. So you are absorbing prana through the pores of the skin, and naturally the sunlight is falling upon you. So you are absorbing prana through sun rays, solar nutrition. So the energy field will increase, the aura will increase. There is a good book in English on earthing. We will share that book in groups. You can go through that book. The author has described all the scientific terms and terminologies and methods and benefits regarding earthing or grounding or barefoot walk and what happens to the system. So when you go barefoot, automatically you're filled with prana. You're filled with energy, and prana supplies all my nutritional needs. Create this thought and you will not be deficient in anything, because you have created a new thought that prana provides all my nutritional requirements. It is pranic nutrition. It is divine nutrition. The second is deep pranic breathing. What is it? Take a breath and hold for 1 minute, and then exhale, and then hold it outside for 1 minute. That is deep pranic breathing. We can practice this now. Inhale and hold for 1 minute inside. Exhale and then hold for 1 minute outside. Okay, let's start. Inhale. To start with, if you can't do it for 1 minute, you start with 10 seconds, gradually increase it to 30 seconds, and then 40 seconds, 50 seconds, 1 minute. But do it for 20 minutes, and then see what happens. To start with for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and do it in open air, and you will see the gush of energy within you. They say that the aura increases 100-fold when you do deep pranic breathing. So this is also a method to increase the pranic flow within you. When the pranic flow is established in the system, you don't feel like to eat. The hunger goes down. All the sensations of hunger, all the aromas, sensations, pangs, cramps, everything associated with hunger goes away. And your energy increases 1000-fold. Because you are filled with energy. Why do we eat? We eat because we want to become energetic. You are already full of energy. So you don't want to introduce any toxin into the system now. Or you reduce it as much as possible. So deep breathing, the breath of life, is that what is needed. That's it. Nothing less, nothing more. We are born perfect. We are born complete. And whatever we have done, that has done nothing than to make us less perfect. So deep pranic breathing. Practice this. Watch the movement of the abdomen. Breathe in, hold. Breathe out, hold. You can also practice square breathing. Box breathing. 1, 2, 3, 4, breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold it inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold outside. One cycle. Hold. Hold. So 1, 2, 3, 4, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold outside. Then gradually you increase the timings. From 4 you make it 6. From 6 you make it 8. From 8 you make it 10. And for BKs, if you can practice this square breathing whilst in supreme abode, Paramdham, it becomes all the more powerful. You take energy from him. Hold. Then circulate the energy within the body. Hold. And then inhale again. Inhale. So energy has come to soul. Hold. When the energy is circulating in the brain. Exhale. Energy is moving from the head to the whole body. Hold. Outside, the energy is circulating in the body itself. One cycle. So this is way how you convert it. First step. Inhale, so energy has come to the soul, from Supreme Soul. Now hold. Now you hold and let the energy circulate in the head. Exhale, so energy is circulating in the whole body. Hold. During hold, outside, the energy is circulating in the system. So this is one cycle. So this is known as deep pranic breathing. Whether you practice box breathing or deep pranic breathing, whatever. It depends on your practice. Keep practicing, practicing and practicing. The more you breathe, the less you eat. The less you breathe, the more you eat. And the more you eat, the more unhealthy you become. The more you eat, the more you gather toxins. The more you eat, the more you become unconscious. You increase it to any extent. The more you increase your breathing, the less you eat. And we don't need anything except the breath of life. So increase breathing. Learn different breathing techniques. In Golden Age, deities don't eat much. Why? Because in the Satyug, lungs are the organs of digestion, not the stomach. Stomach is in the rudimentary stage, very small. Stomach is like an elastic bag. The more you eat, the more you feel hungry and more it expands. The less you eat, it contracts. So that's why it is said that appetite comes with eating. If you eat early in the morning at 6 o'clock, then at 8 o'clock you want to eat something. And 10 o'clock you want to eat something. But if you don't eat anything till 8, till 10, till 12, till 2 o'clock, till 4 o'clock, you don't want to eat anything. Appetite comes with eating. You put something in the system. You put water also into the system. You want to eat something now. So just wait. The first is barefoot walk. Second, pranic breathing. The third is sit in nature. Just sit in nature and absorb energies. The energy is all around. The prana is everywhere. Prana is in the closed room also. Prana is in the open room. But there is a difference, that prana and this prana. But prana is everywhere. There is no place which is devoid of prana in this world. Prana is the life force. It is the energetic field. It is the energy force. It is the cosmic micro dust. So when you are on cosmic diet, you don't need gross food. You don't need physical food. You don't need material food. You attain the stage of food freedom. It is not fasting. It is not denial. Fasting is, okay, I'll fast for 24 hours. Today you start and then you begin and you end. That is a denial mode. You are suffering. You are creating a pattern of pain in the system. But when you are on cosmic diet, you are not creating this pattern of pain. Because you are getting survived. You have replaced food by prana. Earlier you were eating food, now you eat prana. So, sit in nature, all alone, and absorb energies. Feel that my body is full of, every pore of my body is, I am eating through every pore. Every pore is a mouth. And I am eating through it. And what I am eating life energy. I am eating prana shakti. So sit in nature. Fourth, eat live food. Live food is uncooked food. The moment you cooked anything, you make it dead. And whatever that is uncooked, whatever that is sun cooked, is trapped light. So you eat light. If you want to become angel, if you want to become a being of light, your food should be light. The moment you push gross, the moment you put into the system the denser, the cereal, anaj, you become heavy. Grain veins. There is a book in English, Grain Brain. The more you eat grains, your brain becomes dull. Early Alzheimer's set in. You want to sleep after afternoon meals. Why? Because you have eaten dal, chawal and roti. These are grains. It makes you unconscious. They make you lazy and they make you heavy. You want to go to sleep straight away. You go enter into coma. The moment you eat grains and cereals. It's a drug, intoxication. Poisoning the system. Eat uncooked. Eat light, the raw. More and more of it. The vegetables, the fruits. You can have seeds in the initial stages. And you feel the energy within you is rising and rising and rising. So eat light, because fruits are trapped light. Vegetables are trapped light. Greens are trapped light. Next, drink pure water. And the purest water in the world is rainwater. Distilled water. Next, absorb energy from sun, moon, and galaxy. Moon gazing. At night, just start watching it. Look at the moon and absorb energy. In the morning, do sun gazing and watch the sun. Start with 10 seconds. Increase it to 20 seconds, 1 minute. And gradually, you can. We will see HRM method in next few classes. So absorb life energy. Next, walk in the wind. Just walk. Walking in the wind. When you walk in the wind, air, you absorb energy. Wind prana. Imagine and let more, as much of your body get exposed to sun as possible, sunbathing. The more you are covered, you are blocking the system. The less you are covered, more life energy enters you. So sunbathing and sun gazing both. Next. Then ask. Ask is pray. Pray to the entire cosmos that the life energy enters me. Ask. Become a small child and ask and pray that the entire cosmic energy, the healing energy of the world is entering me, and it is healing my body, not just body, not just physical body, emotional body, my physical body, mental body, spiritual body. We have four types of body and four types of hunger. So work on all the four bodies and the hunger disappears. You are no more hungry nor thirsty, because the prana is flowing in the system uninterrupted. You become an energetic man, a superman, a super energy. And you will understand that your sleep has reduced, but the energy is very high. You understand, you come to the conclusion that you are eating so less and you are so energetic. How come? Once, twice, thrice, you drink something and you are full. Earlier, you used to drink 3 times meal and 4 times toli. And yet the hunger would not leave you. Now you are just drinking once, twice, thrice, sometimes only twice, sometimes only once. And even if somebody gives you a glass, you would like to eat only half. Because you are full, full of life energy. So when energy in, food out. Energy in and food out. The less you eat, the more you leave. The more you eat, the more less you leave. So ask the life energy to enter the system. Then Tai Chi and Qigong. These are the practices which we will do in the open air. Then feel the chakras in the system. Feel the chakras. You know, our subtle body has got chakras. 7 chakras, not just 7 chakras. There are multiple chakras. Every joint is a chakra. And when there is a blockage in the chakra system, the diseases come on the surface. So visualize the chakras. Visualize the energy. Visualize the chakra. And one more method is visualize the flow of chi or prana into the system. The energy is moving through me, up and down, down and up. We have Sushumna, Ida and Pingala. These are the channels or nadis, meridians. and the prana flows through this system. The chakra starts from Muladhara to Sahasrara. So, through when the chakras are activated, when the chakras are open, you're free. No energy blockages. And when there are no energy blockages, you are healthy. You don't need any medications. You don't need any medicines at all. You become medicine free, drug free, pharmacy free, hospital free and doctor free. You don't need anything because your body is so clean. And the first step and the first criterion for Rajyoga meditation is to have clean stomach. Without clean stomach, you cannot meditate. Absolutely clean stomach. And empty. And full of life energy. And food reduces vibration. The moment you eat, your vibrations go down. Get up in the morning at 3 o'clock and start eating and then to go for Amrit Vela meditation and see what happens. It will be different. So, that is tree hugging. Hug the tree. Not just tree, rock. Feel, because trees are very different biochemical system. See what somebody has said about tree. Jasmahin says about tree. What are tree? Trees and life, plant life, are living field of intelligence that just happen to exist within the confines of a different molecular structure than the human biosystem. They operate via group consciousness and are not as individualized as we are. And they love receiving our carbon dioxide as much as we benefit from breathing in oxygen they generate. So, tree hugging. So, these are the 14 methods to increase the flow of prana into the system. So, when the prana is increased, you become more energetic, more powerful, more vitality is there in the system. And you love. You are a new person. This is a rebirth, Dvija. Brahmins are known as Dvija. Dvija means twice born. Those who have taken rebirth. To enter the pranic living, to enter the Brihadarian lifestyle. A Brihadarian doesn't mean one who doesn't eat or drink. It is not about that. As is understood, Brihadarian life is entirely different. It is a higher consciousness. Because here you live in harmony with nature. Deep in the woods, I feel I am alone, alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods, deep in the forest. When you do forest walk, jungle snan, Shinrin Yoko, it is known as, you are flooded with energy. When you are near a waterfall, you are flooded with energy. You know, near Salgaon, there is a waterfall. Go there and sit and bathe in that waterfall, you will be filled with energy. Not just bathing, just sit there and you are filled with energy. Waterfall, streams, rain, river, ocean. Ocean, go and take bath in ocean every day. How do you do that? Every day. There is no ocean. So put salt into your bucket of water. So, salt water bath is an ocean bath. That's an energizing. So, deep in the woods, I feel I'm alone. Alive. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakka tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam Tvameva, Tvameva sarvam mama deva deva.
Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep